Or people who pay taxes too. I just got so much, you know, I pay property taxes. I have 6 children, so I don't pay income taxes. I don't make enough money. So, who plants a vineyard? And this is 2009. Because in the future, God blesses me, I will pay. I'm glad I have paid plenty of taxes in the past. Oh, believe me. Anyways, who plants a vineyard and eats not the fruit there? I mean, you labor in something. Let's say you labor in the gospel. When the gospel brings forth fruit, I mean, the people that are brought in through that, you have authority to receive of them the things of earth. You know, carnal blessings. Yeah, like he says, who tendeth the flock and eateth not the milk of the flock? You know, do I say these things as a man, or saith not the law? I mean, am I just saying this as a person trying to give myself a leg up, you know, so to speak, like where you're just, you know, serving your own interests? And he says in the law, thou shalt not muzzle the mouth of the ox that treadeth out the corn. Doth God care for oxen? Well, sometimes he has said, but doubtless, you know, like I think of when he talked to Jonah. I'm not contradicting the apostle, but this is how my mind works. I look around all things. It's the kind of mind God gave me, because I look at the scriptures, and where I find contradictions, I find those things fascinating. And that's caused me to investigate further. And that's how I've come to my understanding. But I, as I said before, it wasn't by wisdom that I got to where I have. But I've always had a mind that would turn it over. But now that I got the Spirit of God, I see not only that, but also the truth. The truth in that. But like Jonah, he said, you know, Jonah wanted to see Nineveh destroyed. And God says, you know, in this city there are, you know, so many people who don't know their right hand from their left, and also much cattle. And God does take some care for animals, but is that what he really has in mind? Is God just, you know, is cattle really his interest? No. His real interest is principles. And the principle is, it's not that the ox, the guy's like, oh, the poor ox that needs to eat. No, it's the principle. The thing is working. God never likes to torture things. Animals, you know, that doesn't please God. No, that is in the world. Because God put evil in the world for the sake of bringing up sons. He wanted his sons to go through evil, see evil. Evil would be there. God created evil so that there could be all these things that could people go through. And for the purpose of raising up his sons. For the rest, it's like, you know, existence itself is reward. Because there could be, God could just have done nothing, you know, and just left things the way they were before there was anything. He didn't need all this. It was gracious of him to even make it. But my point, the cattle. There's a principle that, you know, you see the ox is treading out the corn. That's, the, you know, like, they would have a floor with the, they would, and it wasn't corn like we think of corn. Okay, it was grain. The word corn is used for other kinds of grain because they didn't have, like, maize. Though, I think, this is totally unrelated. I think some archaeology discovered ancient in Egyptian tombs or something. They found corn kernels, I think. And it was kind of interesting because of they supposed it might have come from ancient trade. Then really ancient times that the civilizations from across the Atlantic were in contact. Well, whatever. But anyways, this is probably not referring to our maize. Corn, you know, like the yellow stuff that grows on the stalk, but, you know, grain. And they would tread out the grain on the floor to separate it and so on and so forth. And as is, you know, this is for the threshing, you know, because they would bruise the corn, the grain, whatever, to cause the husk to separate from the kernel. And then later they would use a fan, they would lift it up and let the wind blow away the husk, leaving only, you know, there was a process they went through. Well, the cow that was doing that labor, or the ox, that was treading out the corn, God had a law, you cannot muzzle that cow. Because there's a principle that they which labor in something have a right to eat of it. Because God loves justice. And it's just that the beast that is laboring, so that they shouldn't have this tantalizing, the food dangled in front of his face, and you put a muzzle on him so he can't eat his fill in the midst of his labor. It's like torture. It's like telling a guy working in a kitchen he can't sample the food. And I've never been in a kitchen where they don't allow that, because it's part of the ethos of that kind of a labor. It's like people all together understand that. That's why anytime I've ever worked at a restaurant or a fast food place, you who work there, they allow you to eat. Not necessarily as much as you want, you know. Some places do, I think. But, you know, like, you get to take your meal there. I mean, where I worked at Subway, you could get a... You got I forgot how much of a sandwich it was, so I won't say, but you get either 6-inch, foot long, whatever, you get, every time you've worked, you got a 6-inch free. You know, and we still practice that to this day. You know, people get to eat when they work in those food service, you know, but again, any man that works in something has a right to partake of it. Whether it be by getting paid or what, you know, the laborer is worthy of his hire. He wrote it for our sakes. Why? He says, it is written that he that plows should plow in hope. I mean, when you labor in something, there should be this expectation, where hope is expectation. It is, you see something ahead of you that you're waiting for. And the feeling in that expectation is a positive feeling. And when you thresh, you should thresh in hope. You know, you plow. When you plow, you plant, you...